All right, next up, we've got Berkeley Social Scene.
You could have been the greatest, even better than the latest. A viral sensation, a standing ovation. You're not so much a good example. As you are a terrible warning.
I thought this song is fine, you know, it's a great guitar work, great drum work, and good lyrics, but it's a bit plodding and not really all that engaging. You know, the humor in the lyrics also gets a little lost in kind of the pouty melancholy of the tune.
Yeah.
So as good as the lyrics were, it just, the delivery system for those lyrics was maybe not ideal.
I like the drumming too. I think Geach was playing drums on this. There is one thing, though. There's like this sort of tiring eighth note tap, 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 tapping on the ride cymbal that's sort of panned in my right ear that almost sounds like a metronome or something, although it's not quite in time. The pre-chorus, just the melody on the pre-chorus is pretty lifeless, and the chorus isn't much better. And then the guitar interlude, like after the first chorus, I would describe as mournful. So, yeah. I don't know, it's just that whole mood is sort of dark and somewhat angry and regretful. So, yeah, it's a little too emo to be a diss track, I think. But I get the intent there.
Yeah, I don't think a diss track necessarily needs to be any specific sort of a feel to it. I think emo is fair, but yeah, I don't think it worked with his track in particular. So, yeah, I agree.
All right,